welcome to the stage, Mrs. Phenomenal Denise and Jet Antoinette Vanilla Partridge.
That's just so weird.
Is this on?
Oh, it is.
We don't want to fight.
He didn't tell you about the rooster we almost came home with the other day.
Oh yeah, tell him that story. That
no,
was awesome.
No. He wanted to win. It was competitive. They had games, and the guy says, "Well, you can win a rooster." Howard goes, "I want a rooster." I said, "Not in the car. On our way home, we're going home with the rooster."
So I tried to get him to deliver it to us.
Yeah, I don't want any rooster.
I wanted a rooster in here.
Well, and then the thing about
that is a true story. I mean, the guy had roosters out there. And he said, "Too many roosters."
I don't want a rooster.
And not enough hen. I mean, he didn't want to give me a hen because hens lay the eggs. I said, you know, anyway.
I got my own rooster. I don't need another one. So there we go. Best part about Fredericksburg is he didn't tell you the part that I said, well, that's 4 hours of my life I'm not getting back from hanging out because we're so desperate for things to do on my birthday. We're going to go pet a donkey. Really? Donkeys. We Googled them up because I said the same thing. I said, you know about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Howard? We don't know these people. And then come to find out, he didn't tell you the best part. They had a drug addict break into the house when they were dating, him and his girlfriend at the time, now wife, and she shot and killed the guy. We did find that out on Google. So I thought that was interesting. So and the funny thing about going around that warehouse, I kept trying the doors to see if we could get out because I'm like, this is locked. We can't go out this way in case things go bad. This one won't open. The window won't open. I was checking out everything because there was only one way in and out, and I wasn't real comfortable. But anyhow, yes, a number of years ago on the beach, Howard said he needed somebody to do referral marketing, and I said, I can do that. I said, I don't have to sell anything. I get to go visit people. And I can't get fired, and I get to sleep with the boss. So that works out nice. Right, honey?
Like I said, I have control of the microphones.
That's right. That's it.
And the agenda.
So anyhow, we have about 250 referral sources we use at Clean as a Whistle that use us and refer our company. And there's three of us, me and two other girls in the office, go out and we divvy up the list and we go visit people every month. When I initially came on board, we were spending like $4 for a box of cookies. I said, we can find something cheaper because then it gives us money to do other things. Because I like to do other things. So that's why Scott doesn't give me a budget anymore. So I do buy other things. But I like to do other things because that gives me the opportunity to bless our clients. People have kids, grandchildren. I like to walk in with gifts for them and do something special for them. So we always have something to bring in. So I always recommend, I guess most of you probably have brochures for your businesses, right? And you have display containers to put them in? Okay, good. We have our referral cards, and what we do is we purposely staple them above so you see the free trial offer. So when they grab the card, they see that. Because sometimes they may not be in a visible place in the store. I always check where they are when I visit people. Some people keep them in their drawers. They put them on display. But I want to make sure they see this because on one side is the free offer. On the other side is the benefits as to why they should use our company. So when we go out and we restock, we usually bring pens, pads, all kinds of goodies. During the year, we do cookies. When December hits, what I created was a gift certificate. And I checked with Scott before I did this because I don't want to give anything away. I don't ever use the word free. Free doesn't exist. Sorry. They called the office and Denise said it was free. I said, no, I never said that. I don't do anything free. We do a discount. I'll give you a discount, but I don't give away a free anything. So what it is a $300 gift certificate.
Well, we do have a free trial offer.
That's fine. Okay. But I'm talking your whole house being cleaned.
No.
Yeah, so right. A free trial offer.
So I don't $100 even certificate, there's a minimum purchase.
Yes, there's a minimum purchase of $300. So I tell people, you're already up $100. This is a great gift. So what we do is we give these to our clients to give to their clients. And I hope they give them out. We don't know. But last year we got $6,000 back. So that means how many more customers we got that were new customers for our company. Because all we want to do is get in the house. Once we get in, they see and experience our service, they're a customer for life. So what I did was I created a gift certificate on one side. On the other side, I put our logo, and I personally write a thank you note to the top referral sources every month from me, the owner, thanking them for a great referral. I also now this year include 5 or 6 more gift certificates for them. Please share with your friends, because they're a great source of that. Hey, one for me and one for all my girlfriends. Now I've got them working for me. So therefore, we have more opportunities to get them out. I try to tell our retail people, if you got clients, give them for their birthday, send it out for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, new, whatever it is you want to do. Bless your customers. It's worth $100. Who else is handing out $100? Yeah, that's a great idea. I never thought of that. Good. I've got it for you right here. We give cookies away all year long. The month of December, we don't give cookies. You know why? October, they start with candy. November, they're eating pumpkin pie. And by December, they're so overweight, they don't want to eat anything. So I give them gift certificates. But I also shop all the time after Christmas. And I have gift closets at the office. And we bring gifts out to all our clients in the month of December. Something. All kinds of gifts. I have all kinds of Christmas things. And we hand out something. And we bless everybody back. And we give them gift certificates. I date these so we don't have them all come in at the same time. So 6 months increments, January to June, then June to October, October 1st. And after that, starting November, December, we don't give any discounts. There's no reason to. We're busy. We don't need to give anything away. That's key time for us for business. So we capitalize on it all year long, and then November, December, that's regular business. And of course, that point in time, we're open 6 days a week. So our guys are back to working Saturdays. So these are the three things, but I personally invest in our clients by getting to know them. Some of them have my cell phone number, not too many, because if they want to call me, they can call me, because I always have to preface if it's a problem, I want to know ahead of time, because I'll call Denise, but the office will let me know. But I want to know what they love to do. And I try to remember, actually, we have one guy who does raise chickens, and I found him this great chicken book at Barnes & Noble, and he was so excited, and he sells his eggs and all this other stuff. So I showed up with his chicken book and brought it to him, and it really made him happy. So I try to think of all the people who have kids, grandchildren, and I bring all the extras. Now, one of the things I did last year, since COVID, all of a sudden, everybody's washing their hands. You know, like we weren't washing them before, but now we need to wash them. We need to sing happy birthday 12 times. And, you know, it's just part of our new regime. Do a dance, wash your hands, and now you're going to be okay. Well, I don't know if you guys watch Shark Tank, but there were these three guys. They were like a Mo, Larry, and Curly, but they were adorable. And their business is called Mad Optimist. So I reached out to them. And I said, you know what? I'd like to buy some soap from you guys, because they custom make it. It's all organic, smells amazing. When that box comes in, the office smells like a spa. Laura in the office has all the soaps in her office, and it smells. Yeah, just open up the door and go, oh, it smells so good, and we close the door. So what I did was I had them make up soaps, and I had them put Clean as a Whistle on them. So I have my name on it. I take those soaps, and I mail those out to our high-end referral sources. So anything over $1,000, they get a personal note from me, they get the gift certificate, and they get a bar of soap. Because I want them to think about me past the sale. I want them to think about me when they're in the shower. Well, speaking of that, we had two people, a guy who ran a carpet store and his wife ran a store several doors down. And she says to me, my husband loves that soap you sent him. I'm like, God, I don't know who I sent soap to. She goes, yes, he uses it every day in the shower. And I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. So I purposed myself to bring him 3 more bars of soap the next time I saw him. But I had no idea what an impression it made. But it's something that lasts longer than just stopping by and saying hi. So if you can think of things, like the other thing I did was I gave out hand cream to a lot of the women. I figured, you're washing your hands, you got dry hands, we need to have some lotion. So I was trying to think all the things that were topical. But in addition to that, when I visited everybody last year, we brought out a sheet of paper that said we were following COVID protocol, just to rest assured we were following the rules and regulations of whoever. And I always made sure we bring something out. I bring out price sheets for our fiber protector that we do now. And so I always want to make sure I'm giving them something or a bit of information or knowledge. For carpet dealers, we would bring out letters so they can give them to their buyers after they made a purchase to understand their warranty expectations. If you don't maintain your warranty within a year and a half, 18 months, you're not going to have one if you don't clean your carpet professionally. So this is something to make their job easy. We created our own letter that we give them as a leave behind. So I always want to leave behind something because we want to be remembered. And we want to be part of their sales pitch. I mean, not all these people are going to give my information out to everybody. But if they develop a relationship, they'll come in and they'll say, you know, I just referred you. I said, well, I want to know who it is because I'll go back to the office and look up that client. No, we just love you guys. We don't care about referral commissions. I said, I know, but I have a lot of scratch money I want to hand out, and I want to make sure you get some money. So we do an average of almost, our goal is $60,000 a month in new business. Our goal was to get to $600,000 this year. We missed it by just about $12,000 or $15,000.
$60,000
per month in new business.
In new business from referral sources.
Yes, from referral sources. Yes.
And we generate about $40,000 a month, give or take, 25 to 40. And referrals from clients.
Right, repeat business, right.
So about $1 million a year.
So we have a goal, and that's what we try to target. And it's just a personal, we want to get there. Unless the office is closed, which on occasion that has happened, and we lose a couple selling days. So the goal is to do that, and then therefore those people, I get a printout of the people that spent the most money with us, and I go down the list. And I always write a personal note. I think nobody gets a personal note from anybody anymore. Nobody says, I write down, thank you so much for the great referral. We love you. We appreciate you. Here's something for you. Thank you so much. Denise Partridge and my card. I don't know the last time anybody got a thank you note from an owner, ever. I don't know. Has anybody? Nobody sends out a thank you note and says they appreciate you. You do? That's awesome. You do? Three people?
This group does, but they may not be receiving from other people.
Well, from other companies.
People who are not in the inner circle, I'm just saying.
Right. So if they're not a member of the team. So, but I think it's important because they're valuable to us. And as I said, an acquisition to get into their house legally without breaking in. We want to clean your carpets, okay? We want to do your shower. We want to clean your upholstery. We want to protect your upholstery. We want to protect your investments. What I tell people is we're not here to buy your sofa or couch. We want to take care of your stuff. And when you visit your clients, your referral sources, they also know you're a partner with them. So I walk in and they go, oh, Denise, we got this funny spot over here. Can you help me with this? Or I've got this sofa here. And I take care of it right away. I call the office. Hey, by the way, can you send somebody over? So we have that partnership and they know they can trust us. And that's really key when you're working with people because they trust you to do business with them and we're taking care of their customers, which are really our most valued assets for both parts. It's got to be a win-win for all of us. Do you have any questions, Howard?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I bet they have questions, too.
Okay.
How many of you are doing referral marketing? How many of you are doing it consistently? How many of you are doing it religiously? Okay. About five people in here.
We're getting there.
You're getting there, okay.
Right,
let's go back to basic training for a second. The secret to record sales and profits is referral marketing. And if you're going to do referral marketing, if you're going to go see potential referral partners or reach out to them, they don't even have to be local necessarily. You got to have somebody out there that genuinely cares about people. That's Denise. Our referral marketing reps really care about people. Now, we have a system, right? You guys that got that on the Inner Circle website. What you don't have on the Inner Circle website is Denise, and I was talking about, you know, gifts a while ago. Just there's something that she has that she just knows how to connect with people. And so that's what I want to touch on here. So, I mean, what comes to your mind when I talk about, you know, building relationships with people?
Okay, for example, our designers are not always there. Some of them have showrooms, space they work out of. Most of them work from home. So what I do is I buy Vera Bradley bags because they have to go get samples all the time for their clients, and then I send them out to them. So it's something that has a purpose, and they can appreciate it, and they can use it, and they can think of clean as a whistle.
How do you build? Let's forget about the company.
You spend time with them.
How do you build so many relationships with so many people? I mean, everybody in Houston knows you. Wait, and by the way, how do you sell more radio advertising in Texas than anyone in history.
Because I was focused. I was focused. And? I never gave up. I didn't let anything distract me. And I knew the bottom line would be success.
But how do you build so many relationships with people?
You make a lot of sales calls. 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 Because you know why you make a lot of sales calls? Because you can overcome your objections. Okay. The more you're on your feet and you're telling your story, the more you can...
But why do people love you like they do?
Well, I don't know why they love me, honey, but... Nobody's moved into our house, so I don't know. I mean, you know, unless
not lately, anyway.
But because I cared. I cared about them, and I cared about their money and their investment. I wasn't about selling them something. I was about helping them with their business.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Well, you want to help them with their business. If you want to find out what their goals are and what they're trying to do and what's not. I was very honest about it. This is not a good idea, but this is a great idea.
How many of you know about the secret weapon? Okay, based on your response right there, we're going to schedule a basic training, a refresher training for all of you. The secret weapon is when you bring food to the referral source. And I learned that from Denise. So why did you bring people cookies and milk and pizza and
candy? Well, I did. Because
I
wanted
muffins.
That to be, that was my icebreaker. Food.
Okay.
People
all
always
right.
love food. One thing I did do, I signed up for the Krispy Kreme Club. And I get all the emails all the time. So I save money by going there because they'll tell me, well, today if you buy a dozen, you get another one for a dollar. And I know that makes Scott at the office happy if I'm not spending a lot of money on Krispy Kremes. But if I go someplace where they have a lot of employees, I can't walk in with a box of cookies and go, here, there's two for you, two for you, two for you. But Krispy Kreme, they have a field day during Valentine's and Thanksgiving and Easter and 4th of July. They decorate their donuts. I just delivered a dozen heart donuts last week to Restoration Hardware. They were all decorated up.
Yeah.
So when I walk in, this little girl one time, she pulls out her phone immediately. I'm going to post this on Instagram. And she was all fired up and excited. And so you make an impression because you can't possibly. I go in on my terms. I can't make an appointment with these people. I walk in when it's convenient for me. So I never know exactly how many people. Or I get House of Pies and I bring fabulous pies. It depends on who I'm visiting and who would be appreciated the most.
Let's do this.
Or when it was cold weather, I bought everybody scarves and I handed scarves out to all the girls in some of the showrooms. That was, I'm sure Scott liked that, Bill. But anyhow.
He already got his hand up. Okay.
Well,
what happened? What did I miss? You guys see the picture on the screen right here. That's what happened the last time she was here.
A long time ago.
Yeah, I was quite embarrassed.
Yeah.
Okay, so three people, because we're a little over budget on time. But what I want to do is let me take three questions for Denise. Then we'll take a nice, good, relaxing break before the next session so that you can ask her any question that you want. So who has my first question? Okay, Justin. Okay, Dayron.
Denise.
And Denise.
Question.
Stand up, please.
The question is, you said you have three ladies in your office.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had a man doing referral marketing?
Yes. Where's Jim Bardwell?
So, I mean.
You see the guy with the handlebar mustache walking around here?
Yeah.
He was with me for 8 years. He helped me develop that program. And so the answer is yes, but it's got to be the right guy. And he didn't have that when he worked with us.
I mean, yeah, because, I mean, I'm not going to go on somebody's business, especially because most ladies are working these businesses and pass out soap. Hey, here's some soap.
Well, no, I mail them. I don't hand them soap. I mail those with a personal note. So those only go in the mail with a personal note. The rest of them get cookies and various other items.
Okay, so my wife can mail those.
Well,
your wife what?
My wife can mail that to them and she can write her name.
That's fine. She can sign it off. But yeah.
Well, hey, listen, you're in the soft wash business, right?
Yeah, but suds up the soap, soft
body
wash.
Body wash.
That's a perfect
body
thing to
wash,
do.
Body wash, branded body wash.
I also did that. I went to
Car
Bath and
wash,
Body Works.
Whatever. Tell AC, text AC and tell them to make you guys some kind of customer branded something, sanitizer, soft wash sanitizer, whatever, hand sanitizer. I mean, you're clean. You're in the cleaning business. That's the idea. Dayron.
This one's okay.
Dayron.
You said that, I'm sorry, no use to microphone. You said that the secret was to make sales calls for the radio, but you said, sorry. You said the secret was to the number of sales calls for the radio, but you said that we have to spend time with designers. When do you make the call? I need to cut down on the sales call and spend time with them instead of just making stops.
I never stop.
Fair question.
If somebody needs me and they're going to talk and engage, I'll do that tomorrow, but I'll make sure I spend time. I don't shut time down because I'm worried about not getting around to it. If I'm in the moment and I'm talking, I ain't giving up. I'm staying. And I'm going to invest time and find out you'd be amazed what you find out in an hour. People, my God, sometimes I'm a counselor. Sometimes I'm praying with them. You just never know where things will lead. So no, I don't, if I'm there and I'm wrapped up in the sales call, I stay with the sales call till I feel I've completed it. And then I'll get to the next one when I get to the next one. In our office, I tell the girls, spend quality time with people. Don't act like you're in a hurry. Hi, how are you? Gotta go, but here's your cookies and I hope everything's okay. No, spend time with people. That's how you get your most precious moments in your relationship building. So, now you might hug or kiss a few people here and there, but you know, that's okay. Well, I have a lot of boyfriends too, Howard. You tell me about all your girlfriends.
Oh, thank Lord. Next question, please.
Thank you so much for your awesome presentation. I really appreciate it. I wanted you to elaborate a little bit more on the dates. You went through that a little bit quickly. So do you say you can use this between...
The dates on the gift certificates?
Between February and May, and you actually put an end date?
Yes, we do. It depends on your seasonality of your business. I mean, we're very busy November, December. Last thing I'm going to do is give away $100 on anything. So you might put dates that works for you based on your business.
Okay, so an
actual
date.
Always give an expiration so you can at least track them.
Sounds good.
That's all. And then, as I said, I was glad the first year we did $4,000, which was 40. Now we did $6,000. My goal would be let's do 8 maybe this year. But I think because I'm sending them out to our thank you note people, I'm giving them 4 or 5, that's going to really multiply it. Because then, hey, how are you? Here's one for you. You're a friend of mine. I tell all my friends get them for their birthday, and I tell them, here, share them with your friends. So it's worth $100.
I thought that gift certificates don't expire. I guess that's why I was.
They do in our case because we don't want to be tied up with the busy season giving
love
away
it.
Money.
Right. Awesome.
By
thank
the
you.
Way, Sachi, do we talk about special offers in what, the marketing class? Okay, in the marketing class. Do you have on any of the modules that I have in marketing? Do we talk about that? Okay. So when you do a special offer, if you're marketing to your client base especially, you want to have a start date and an expiration date. Because, and you got to, you know, manage your list too, because if you send out, let's say if you go service someone today and then next week they get a 20% off offer, they're going to call you up and say, hey, I want that 20% off. I just used you guys last week and I paid full price. So you have a start date. That could still, the way to overcome that is to have good database management so that we're only sending to people who haven't used us in, 6 months, I think. And then there's another campaign that you want for your new clients that you can implement. I think we did something on send out cards with that, hey, thank you for being a client. Here's our referral reward program. And there's there's a drip that when they're a new client to get them onboarded basically. And it may be time for us to go in and systematize some of that stuff, make it clear for you. The problem in Inner Circle, as you well know, we got so much. We have so much. So every day I'm thinking about how can we simplify it? How can we roadmap it? How can we, it'll always be a lot. But just start, how do you eat an elephant? I don't know why anybody would eat one, but we know how to eat one, right?
Slowly. Well, the other thing is this too, honey.
Yes, honey.
These are going to people that are probably not part of our list anyway. They're not
right,
on our email
right.
base.
Yeah, so these are given to referral partners who give to their clients. Let me see that for a second.
And the other thing is too, if it's a friend of mine, they call in and they're also on the email list, the office will determine which is the better value for them to save money. They can't use both. You can't use $100 and ask for 25% off either.
Yeah,
so you get either or.
If you would like to have this, you can see the verbiage that we use on the bottom here. In this particular one, you can't use with any other discounts, minimum of $300.
And we don't use it on area rugs.
Only one gift certificate per job or per client may be used. Must be used by October 31st. Cannot be split be amongst multiple tickets. Do we have a lawyer write this?
Well, you know what? You have to think about everything that client is going to come up with.
Probably everything that we've experienced in the past.
So we put every disclaimer we can just to minimize the risk of getting unhappy with us in any way. But you have to realize there are people that are going to try to take advantage of you. Well, I got three of these. Aren't you going to use them all? One time I used to give all the managers in the office a $100 gift certificate at Christmas. One day, one of the managers, Dan Endham, he went and used all three of them one time. And had his carpets done, and I didn't expect him to do that. And I thought, well, then we went out and did your whole house for free. So that's how you learn, by mistakes.
That's fairly new. Well,
no, I've been using it the last several years. Maybe it's new
Thank
to
you.
You.
Denise. Y'all go ahead and cut that mic now, and we'll put it on the website for you.
You need to come to my class, okay?
Go to Denise's class. Okay. All right, so if you would like to talk with Denise further, we're going to go ahead and take a healthy break, okay? I can do our next session, Business Made Simple, pretty quick. It's powerful, but it's fairly quick, I think, if I got my numbers right. So let's take a 30-minute break so you can sit and talk with Denise. I've been trying to convince her for years to do a radio program called Talk with Denise.
Yes, that's right.
Call-in program, right?